you, Mr. President. You said that the pandemic is disappearing, but we lost 6,000 Americans this week. And just in this room, you have dozens of people. You're not following the guidelines in New Jersey, which say you should not have more.
No, they don't have to. Political activity.
Why are you saying
you're wrong on that, because it's a political activity. They have exceptions, political activity, and it's also a peaceful protest. So when you have, and as you know, they asked if they could be there. You know, they, a number of, and to me, they look like they all have, pretty much all have masks on. But, you know, you have an exclusion in the law. It says peaceful protest or political activity, right? In fact, specifically, yeah, it says exactly political activity or peaceful protest. And you could call it political activity, but I'd call it peaceful protest, because they heard you were coming up and they know the news is fake.
Something is going on. Some of us see it. Some of us feel it. It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself.
We look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before.
Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they call globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.
Let's get into the economic collapse financial news. Now, everything the deep state, the central bank, the mainstream media, the D's, everything they tried to do to bring this economy down has not worked. It's backfired. Everything they tried has now backfired. They thought, well, if we report the horrible unemployment numbers, if we report the horrible GDP numbers, if we report the horrible retail numbers, people would believe the country's in a deep, deep recession. And Trump was the cause of all of this. And he won't be able to bring the economy back online. Now, they did this in the very beginning because they thought the entire system would be shut down until November. Little do they know that he had different plans. His plans were to open up the economy, to allow states to decide when and how they were going to open up. And when people saw other states opening up, they pushed to have their state opened up. And as people went back to work and businesses opened up, more and more people wanted more businesses opened up and people wanted to go back to work. Now, all of this was happening all at the same time as the mainstream media, the deep state, central bank, the corrupt politicians were pushing old numbers from the beginning of the pandemic. And what they did was they trapped themselves. They trapped themselves because they're reporting on such horrible numbers. The only direction that this entire economic system was going to go was up. Think about it. If you're reporting the unemployment numbers of 25%, or let's say 30%, and the economy opens up, which way are the numbers going to go? The opposite way. They're going to show improvement. If you open up stores, if you tell, yeah, you can go back to work and people start working again, the retail sales, which way they're going to go? The retail sales numbers are going to improve. If you look at the GDP numbers, the same exact thing. If you look at the housing market, the same exact thing. No matter what happens, as the economy opens up, their entire message falls apart. Their narrative doesn't work. And all people see is, hey, the economy's getting better. We went from 20% unemployment all the way down to 10%. Look at the retail sales. They've just shot up. Look at the housing market. It looks better. So whatever they tried to do, it has completely failed. Yes, it would have worked if Trump said, listen, all states, you must remain shut down. You cannot open up. Everything has to be closed. It would have worked perfectly, but he outsmarted them. All the powers they gave to him, and he's using it for the economy, everything that they gave to him has backfired on them because he's using all these powers to build the transitional economy, period. He's bringing manufacturing back, renegotiating trade deals, moved the Fed into the Treasury, and it's working. And it's working better than anyone would have thought. It was a perfect technical move, an economic tactical move, and it's paying off. And if we look at the housing market is getting better and better. Remember, we reported on the housing market back when Obama was president, and we showed how the central bank was able to have the housing market, which collapsed back in 2008, 2009, how they were able to make the housing market look incredible. What did they do? Back during that period of time, they went ahead and they lowered the interest rates and they kept homes off the market to make it look like there was demand. So if people were foreclosing on their homes, people just left their homes, they would not put these on the market. The banks wouldn't report them. It would look like nothing's happening. It would look like there's a shortage of homes. And as the rates continually dropped, it brought more and more people into the market. That's exactly what Trump is doing right now. He's using their weapons against them. He's lowered the interest rates. More and more people are coming into the market. Actually, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage has dropped to 2.88%. Now, think about that. The interest is at 2.88%. This is the eighth time this year that the benchmark mortgage rate slipped to a record low. Soon, when it hits to zero, I think everyone's going to refinance because why wouldn't you? You refinance at zero. You owe no interest on your home. And if you ever look at the 30-year mortgage, when you take the loan out, you can see how much interest you're paying. It's absolutely astronomical. And as the rates lower, people refinance and more people are able to come into the market. Let's talk about investing. Bitcoin just surged past $12,000, and Bloomberg says it will go up to $28,000. Forbes said Ether will outperform Bitcoin. Some are even predicting it will make a run to $500 this year. As the deep state keeps pushing the pandemic and the country is now recovering, with the dollar losing its value, it's time to invest in currencies that are on their way up, like Bitcoin and Ether. And if you want to know more about your options, the Noble Bitcoin team is here to help. Call for a no-pressure consultation. Just call 877-646-5344. Or click the link below. This was done to build the market up. Because all these moving pieces that we see right now, it's all being done to build the transitional economy. To build the economy so it has a strong foundation. People are going to be owning homes, land. People are going to be owning precious metals. Look at gold. Look at silver, for example. I remember when silver was down $12 an ounce, $13 an ounce, $14 an ounce. Now it's approaching $29 an ounce. It doubled. Look at gold. Remember back in 2011, 2012, 2013 when gold dropped to $1,050, $1,100? Now it's at $2,020, $30. Unbelievable. What does this tell you? This tells you that the central bank has lost control. They would have slammed the gold market down like you have never seen before. They would never allow it to get to the point where it is today. They did it back during the Great Recession. They slammed it down as soon as it hit like 1900 plus. But they're not in control anymore. Trump is in control. The Patriots are in control. And Trump made another tactical move. He decided to create an executive order, which went ahead and said, okay, there's going to be student loan relief. There's going to be a payroll tax holiday. plus other things that he put in the executive order. Why? Because Congress, well, I should say the corrupt politicians, they were trying to get other things in the bill instead of just helping the everyday person. Now, he did the executive order on purpose. He has leverage now. Who doesn't have leverage? The D's, they don't have leverage. The corrupt politicians, they have no leverage whatsoever. This is what Trump tweeted out. So now Schumer and Pelosi want to meet to make a deal. Amazing how it all works, isn't it? Where have they been for the last 4 weeks when they were hardliners and only wanted bailout money for Democrat-run states and cities that are failing badly? They know my phone number. That's what they were trying to do. They were playing their games that they always play. And now, who has the upper hand? Trump does. He has all the cards. And the mainstream media, the central bank, the corrupt politicians, they are no longer in control of this economy. They're no longer in control on how money is spent. They are no longer in control of any of it. The control has been taken away, and they're completely exposed to the rest of the country. Because if you look at Trump's executive order, there was no pork. There were no other bills. He wasn't having funds sent to other entitlement programs. The funds were just going to help the people. Period. That's it. He wasn't playing with numbers. Now we want $3.4 trillion. Now we want $3.7 trillion. Just so they can take those funds and fund certain areas where they were pushing certain agendas. That has all ended. The economy is completely under the control of the Patriots right now. Trump is completing all the things he needs to complete for this transition. Just like we said before, the entire central bank system has lost. Trump and the Patriots control it all. Now it's the setup part. Now it's maneuvering, putting all the pieces together so they can go after the central bank. It's one step at a time, because that is the main goal of all of this, to get rid of the central bank that breeds corruption. We don't need a private corporation creating our currency. They don't do anything special. I mean, back in the day, they used to just print. Now they push a button. Why do we need them to do that? What's the purpose of a private corporation doing this? There isn't one. Why should we borrow currency with interest attached? It makes no sense. Why then should we have taxes to pay for that interest? Who does this benefit? Does it benefit the government? No. Does it benefit the people? No. It benefits the private corporation, period. Because what's their product? Their product is debt. Why should they have so much power? They shouldn't. It should be ripped away from them. And this is exactly what the Patriots are planning to do. Why do you think gold is rising? Why do you think silver is rising? Why do you think the gap between gold and silver is going to close? Because people are going to learn, they're going to understand what sound money is. Shelton is ready to go. She's on deck. She's going to lead the way. She's going to restructure the entire system back to sound money. That's where this system is going. Because it's the only way to move forward. You need to create a system without a private Western Central Bank. Once that is removed, people will be able to see clearly. They'll be able to see what sound money is. They'll be able to see what a world is like without debt. And it's going to shock many people. And these people are going to say, why haven't we had it like this before? why was there a private Western Central Bank? What's the purpose? And this is how it all begins. It's building everything up to that point. It's showing the people to make them understand that we should never, ever have a private Western Central Bank. And we're approaching that time, and it is almost here. The economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, what we've been witnessing, we have been witnessing the perfect storm, all the pieces of the storm coming together all at once. Think treason, sedition. Think about the spying. Think about Ukraine. Think about Biden, Obama, Uranium One, the Clinton email scandal, the Clinton Foundation. Think about the crimes against humanity. Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. Think about human trafficking. Think about all of this. And it's not just in government. This is in Hollywood. It's in sports. It's in countries. It's with the royals. It's everywhere. And Trump and the Patriots, they're going to bring the whole thing down. That's what this is all about. When Trump first came into office, everyone said, why doesn't he just arrest these people? Let's just arrest the people that we know of. Well, this goes far beyond just the people we know of. Invisible enemy. These individuals who hide behind the curtain, they stay in the shadows, in the dark. Many people don't know who those people are. And if you just arrest the people that we know of, like the Clinton, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, you still have the invisible enemy. You still have the infiltration within all these organizations. And if you're going to go after the swamp, you don't just remove the top layer. You go deep, go wide. And that takes time. That takes time and effort, and you need a plan to push what you need to do, because you need to expose them all. You need for the world to see. You need people to see what has really been happening. They can't be told. People wouldn't understand. People actually wouldn't believe. And that's why you need to have these individuals come out of the woodwork, come out of the dark behind the curtain. You need that invisible enemy out front so people can see. And this is how you can tell that the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, you know, those people on the top layer that are the foot soldiers of the invisible enemy, this is how you can tell they have no ammunition left. Because what they do is they go back to their original narrative. Take, for example, Adam Schiff. He's out there and he's continually pushing Russian collusion, Russian interfering in the U.S. elections, and that's all he has. He has nothing else. This is what he tweeted out. Donald Trump has never deterred Russia from interfering in U.S. elections. Far from it. The sum total of Trump's words and actions has only encouraged Russian meddling in our elections. Insecure, unscrupulous, and transactional. Trump is Putin's ideal American president. That's all he has. This is what he's been using since the beginning. How there's so much evidence, how I can produce it, which he never did because there was none, how he pushed the impeachment, and he's falling back to the same exact story. That tells you right there, they've run out of ammunition. They have nothing left. Actually, Richard Grenell responded to Adam Schiff. He said, Russian propaganda pushed into our social media discussion about policy issues is not meddling with our voting machines, and there is no evidence the elections were altered. Russian propaganda is not new. Adam Schiff, again, manipulates intelligence for his political views. Schiff won't use the word Russian propaganda because everyone knows what that is, and everyone is clear that Russians have pushed propaganda for decades. Someone should ask Representative Adam Schiff why he always dismisses China's tactics. And he's absolutely right, because it is China. They're in line with China. They receive funding from China. China has been infiltrating the country from within, with other players, of course. But now it's all falling apart because people understand what is going on. And every day, there is more and more information that is declassified. And people are starting to wake up to all of this. Actually, Senator Ron Johnson, he has now subpoenaed FBI Director Chris Wray and former State Department officials, and he wants all the information on Russia, Ukraine, and Joe Biden's family. And this is what he said. Many in the media, in an ongoing attempt to provide cover for former Vice President Biden, continue to repeat the mantra that there's no evidence of wrongdoing or illegal activity related to Hunter Biden's position on Burisma's board. He said, I could not disagree more. Johnson noted evidence gathered by his committee showed Joe Biden met with his son's business partner, Devon Archer, in April 2014, and within a month, the vice president then visited Ukraine, and both his son, Hunter, and the business partner were put on the Burisma board as the firm faced multiple corruption investigations. He said, it isn't obvious what message Hunter's position on Burisma board sent to Ukraine officials. The answer, if you want U.S. support, don't touch Burisma. It also raised a host of questions, including, how could former Vice President Biden look any Ukrainian official in the face and demand action to fight corruption? Did this glaring conflict of interest affect the work and efforts of other U.S. officials who worked on anti-corruption measures? And he's absolutely right. And remember, this was brought up back when they were trying to impeach Trump. This is how people started to learn about this. Then Giuliani came out with all this information. Now, what's very interesting is they keep saying that Hunter Biden has no money whatsoever. And Trump War Room tweeted this out. Hunter Biden was hit with a $450,000 tax lien in July, which he paid off in 6 days despite having no discernible income. Last year, he told the court judge in his paternity case that he was broke and unemployed. So where did he get $450,000? Something doesn't make sense. And what's happening right now, and we can see all different sides, they're all coming together to form the perfect storm. And we have the Ukrainian side. We see the investigations are moving forward with that. And I do believe this is why Joe Biden is out there pretending that he doesn't remember things, because he's going to say, hey, I don't know what you're talking about. Or they're going to say he's really ill. He can't stand trial. I do believe he's going down that path because he knows his days are numbered. We also have Bill Barr. He's out there and he has set the stage for Durham. This is what Praying Medic tweeted out. The stage is set for Durham. AG Barr explains why General Flynn must be exonerated and why crimes committed during the Obama administration must be prosecuted. To do anything else is inconsistent with the rule of law. And he's absolutely right. And this is what they're mostly afraid of. They're afraid of Flynn going free. And tomorrow, August 11th, we have the Flynn hearing. And they're going to discuss the case once again. And Sullivan is on the hot seat. The whole thing is starting to come together now, because once Flynn is off the hook, he can speak freely. He can tell everyone what really happened. He knows where the bodies are buried. Now, we know with Sally Yates, she just testified and she was pointing the finger at the FBI. And we know that James Comey, well, he's not going to take the fall for this. Now, they're going to start pointing fingers at each other. Rudy Giuliani tweeted this out. Everyone, even Democrats and Obama flunkies, are distancing themselves from James Cardinal Comey. He is being defrocked. Brenner will do everything to make him the fall guy. Now, of course, we know that Comey's going to point the finger at somebody else, most likely McCabe, and so forth and so on. Because no one's going to take responsibility. No one's going to say, oh yeah, I did this. They're going to continually point the finger, and where's this all going to lead to? Most likely, Obama. All the way to the top. And you can see how this perfect storm is now forming. And it's not Trump on the hot seat. He's not in front of Congress. These individuals are. They're in front of the Senate. They're front page news. Everyone's looking at them now. They're on trial. This is a public trial right now. So the public understands how this all happened. And all they're watching is how they're pointing the finger at each other. While the declassified information comes out with their signatures, with the chain of command, they're going to have a very rough time explaining this. They already do have a very rough time doing this. And all the mainstream media can do right now is ignore it. They can't even spin it anymore. Because once you have documentation, they can tell you something else happened, but all you have to do is produce the declassified information and it shows something completely different. So what are they doing? They're just making up stories now. This is what CNN tweeted out. White House reached out to South Dakota governor about adding President Trump to Mount Rushmore. New York Times reports. It's a fake story. Trump even responded to this. This is fake news by the failing New York Times and bad rating CNN. Never suggested it, although based on all the many things accomplished during the first 3.5 years, perhaps more than any other presidency, sounds like a good idea to me. They don't even know what to do anymore. Remember, their whole entire mission was to get Trump on Russian collusion with the Steele dossier, move towards impeachment, and just completely get rid of him. They tried everything. They have nothing left. What do they have left? The only thing they have left is to try to manipulate the elections with mail-in voting. Their pandemic is not going the way they thought it was going to go. They thought they were going to have the entire country shut down until November. This way they could push mail-in voting. It's a slam dunk case. But they can't even do that now because businesses are open. People are out shopping. People are out doing things. Schools are opening. Now Trump is saying, let the college football teams play football. He continually pushes and pushes and pushes. So their other strategy is to delay the election. Now, what's very interesting about this is that we know they like to use illegals. They like to use people on the streets. They collect names to manipulate the elections. And U.S. Customs, they seized nearly 20,000 fake driver's licenses from China and other countries. What are these licenses going to be used for? You think they're going to be used for voting? Yes, I know they're used for many other things. But this is how you rig an election. You create fake mail-in ballots. You create fake driver licenses. You create all of this to skew it all. Then bring in, let's talk about protecting yourself. As crime rates rise across certain cities in the United States, it's important to do what you can to prevent your family from becoming a target. One way to do this is by protecting your home from potential burglars. Experts in interviews with ex-burglars show they both agree that proper lighting, especially motion detection lighting, around the house is an effective deterrent. That's why you need to have night solar ultra-bright floodlights installed around your house. These lights have motion detection that you can easily install anywhere. They're completely solar powered, so no batteries, outlets, or wires required. Plus, if you want to keep the night solar ultra bright floodlights on to enjoy a night on the patio or for barbecues when family or friends are over, you can with just the click of a button. Invest into your family safety and give the peace of mind. Get the night solar ultra bright floodlights for 52% off plus free shipping by going to nightsolarlight.com or by clicking the link below. Ghislaine Maxwell, bring in what happened on Epstein Island. Bring in the royal family. Bring in the Clintons. And what do we see? We see records from Virginia Guffrey. They're being unsealed. And a federal judge right now has ordered more records to be unsealed. And this has to do with Alan Dershowitz. Has to do with Les Wexner. And all this information is being released right now. The whole entire thing is falling apart. Even for the social media companies that do not take down children being raped, nude pictures of children, human trafficking pictures, which means they're liable. This Section 230 rule is not going to apply to these social media companies for long because they can't play both sides anymore. And Lynn Wood, who was the attorney for Nick Salmon, who was the Covington High School kid wearing the MAGA hat, he sued CNN, New York Times, and many others and won the cases against these mainstream media outlets, millions and millions of dollars. They're still suing. And it seems that people have been forwarding information to Lynn Wood about children being raped, adult males, and pictures of nude children. This is what he tweeted out. Last night, former reporter directed me to MD Ripon 7016564-2. Page contained video of young child being raped by an adult male and pictures of nude children. At Jack, at Twitter, should be charged with crimes. If they can monitor political speech, they know this content exists. And he's absolutely right. Think about what the social media companies have done. They have no problem removing QAnon. They remove that just like that. They have no problem removing anything that has to do with HCQ. They have no problem removing the frontline doctors when they were giving a press conference. They have no problem removing Trump's tweet when he tweeted out the press conference. They had no problem removing Trump Jr.'s account, or actually suspending his account for tweeting out that press conference. Those who speak the truth, they have no problem removing those individuals. But children being raped, nude pictures, they remain on Twitter. Think about that for a second. What has Twitter done? They violated several laws. And Oregon Red 2020 tweeted this out. Possession and distribution of child pornography. 18 U.S.C. Section 1466A. 18 U.S.C. Section 2251. If they can remove everything else, they can spot this and remove it very quickly. But they didn't. And the question is why? Are they complicit in all of this? Maybe, maybe not. But we know there's an investigation going on. All of this is falling apart around them. And more people are speaking out. We're seeing protests of people saying, save the children. It is all coming out. Look how each side is coming out. And I said this from the very beginning. Without the crimes against humanity, it'll be very difficult to show the people how evil these individuals are. With the crimes against humanity, people can understand it. Because we all have the same thing in common. You don't harm the children. This is disgusting. And when people see this, the mainstream media, they won't be able to spin this. They won't be able to do anything. Yes, they will try. They will say they're fakes. Yes, they will do everything they possibly can. But does that mean they're knowingly protecting these individuals? Yes, it does. And it seems like they're being set up. It seems like they're being brought down this path to continually protect all those involved. And this is not going to end well for any of these individuals or any of these companies. And this is why we're seeing the perfect storm form. And it needs to be done. Remember, the swamp is deep and wide, and it goes into many different areas. It's not just about spying. It's not just about treason. It's about the sports industry. It's about Hollywood. It's about the royal family, how there's human trafficking going on. Trump continually mentions this over and over. And I do believe that woman that they rescued, that is going to come into play very, very soon. Now, the only thing the deep state has right now is their pandemic and the riots. They have these two events that they're continually trying to push, and people are waking up. People have had enough. Certain people have hit the precipice, and they're saying, no more. I'm tired of this. And now we can see the WHO, they're trying to control the narrative, saying that there's no indication that there's seasonality with COVID-19. So what they're saying is that It can just happen at any time. It's not like the flu, where it goes away during the summertime and then it reappears in the winter. They're saying that this is just going to be ongoing. So they're trying to control the narrative this way. How else is the deep state trying to control the narrative? Well, out in California, they're going to be paying people $1,250 to those who test positive for coronavirus, because they're going to pay them to stay home and self-isolate. Do you think their case numbers are going to rise because of this? Of course it is. This is exactly what they want to happen. They want the number of cases to rise in California because they need to push their agenda. Think about it. It's been dropping in Florida, dropping in Arizona, dropping in all other places like Texas too. Schools are opening up and their entire thing is completely falling apart. So what do? They push their other event. Out in Chicago, people were rioting. People were looting. Actually, they were live streaming themselves looting in Chicago. We see this happening in Chicago. We see it happening in Portland. We see it happening in Seattle, New York City. And they're trying to push this as hard as they possibly can. But the people see all this. People understand this. And Lee Zeldin tweeted this out. What we are witnessing in Chicago, Portland, Seattle, New York City right now is a warning shot of what one party, Democrat rule, would look like throughout our great country with the radical left in charge. So when people see this, people are scratching their heads saying, I don't want to live like this. This is not what I would like. This is backfiring on all these individuals. Trump tweeted this out. Portland, which is out of control, should finally, after almost 3 months, bring in the National Guard. The mayor and governor are putting people's lives at risk. They'll be held responsible. The guard is ready to act immediately. The courthouse is secured by Homeland. But they don't want help. They want the riots. They have their instructions. But what's been happening throughout all of this, with the pandemic, with the rioters, the minority is doing this. Yes, they have their bullhorn, which is the mainstream media. The corrupt politicians, the mainstream media, they pretend it's not happening, but they make it seem like the protests are the majority. The protests are the minority. The rioters are the minority. This is a very small, select group. The silent majority is everyone else who's watching this. And these individuals who are silent right now, who are speaking out more and more as time goes on, well, this group is growing at lightning speed. Brandon Straka tweeted this out. 2 weeks ago, our first Walkaway Rescue America rally in Baltimore drew a little over 100 people. Last week, over 300 came to our second in Sacramento. We had nearly 1,000 yesterday in Beverly Hills. These are blue cities, blue states. Make absolutely no mistake, we are starting an earthquake. And then we have Donna Warren saying this is happening all over America every weekend, and not one mainstream media news source covers it. What is it? Trump's boat parades. People with their boats, they have the American flag, and you just see boats and boats and boats. Watch the water. It's an indicator. It's a signal. And then we have the silent majority that's out in full force, carrying their flags, saying back the blue. This is from Katie Davis Court. Happening now, thousands of back the blue supporters outside Seattle City Hall defending Seattle police. The silent majority has come out stronger than ever. It is spreading all over the country, from north to south, east to west. People are taking out their flags. People are marching, either on your boat, in your car, walking on the street, at your house. Everyone is seeing the flag. Everyone's seeing patriotism. The silent majority is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. What do you think the mainstream media is going to do when all they see are patriots everywhere with flags? How is this going to look? Who's the majority? Who's the minority? They're going to have a very tough time. Remember, they never thought she was going to lose. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But Trump, he tweeted this out, and this is very interesting. We have narrowed the presidential nomination acceptance speech to be delivered on the final night of the convention Thursday to two locations, the great battlefield of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and the White House, Washington, D.C. We will announce the decision soon. Brilliantly played. Now, I want to go back to post 1832. This was back on August 10, 2018. And Anon says, Hillary Clinton has taken a number of villages from Haiti. And it gives us a post from March 6, 2018. It says, so much is open source, so much left to be connected. Why are the children in Haiti in high demand? How are they smuggled out? Adoption process? Local staging ports friendly to Clinton Foundation. Track donations. Cross against location relative to Haiti. Think logically. The choice to know will be yours. Now down below, it says Riri drops RE Haiti. At some point, it will not be safe for them to walk down the street. I think we're getting very close to that point. Pure evil. How many in Washington and those around the world in power worship the devil? Conspiracy? Fake news? The world is watching. Post 1834, August 10th, 2018. Now, if you notice, this is exactly 2 years ago. They never thought she would lose. Now, they all lose. They're all losing. They have run out of ammunition. Schiff, the corrupt politicians, they have nothing left to hit Trump with. Yes, they might try other events. They have the pandemic. They have their riots. But it is backfiring on all of them. Actually, it's like a boomerang effect. It just came back at them and hit them square in the head. And they don't understand why the American people now aren't going along with them. Why are the American people against everything they're trying to do? The mainstream media is so delusional and wrapped up in their own nonsense, they don't even see what's coming. They don't understand how strong the silent majority is. And they're knowingly protecting these individuals. You can see what's happening. The storm is coming. And they're all about to lose. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
May God bless America.